Welcome to Empowered Heart to Heart, where you'll hear messages of hope, conversations that heal, and interviews that empower. Well, hey, this is Rhonda Simmons, the founder and CEO of the Simmons Empowerment Foundation, and welcome to another edition of Empowered Heart to Heart. I am so excited. You should be used to me saying that. I say it every episode, and that's because I am. I get excited every time I do an episode for the podcast or YouTube channel, because this is a great way to reach people. And I encourage you, if you're watching us on our YouTube channel, please be sure that you like, comment, or share this video, and especially subscribe to our channel so you'll know every time I upload a video, because they're happening. Things are happening. You know me, I'm on the go, and things are happening. And so you don't want to miss a single video, a single episode. If you're listening on our radio broadcast on KRGN 98.5 FM on Saturdays at 12 noon, make sure you remember every Saturday, 12 noon, I'm there. You'll hear my voice saying, hey. Also, if you're listening by podcast from anywhere around the world, and we have international listeners, we have gone global. Woohoo, woohoo, I'm so excited about that. So make sure you tune in anytime, because our episodes are there. You can go back through them and pick whichever episode you want to listen to, because we're here for you. I'm here for you. And so let me just let you know that today's edition of Empowered Heart to Heart is super special, because you get to listen in and watch an actual empowerment coaching session with one of my clients. Yes, she gave me approval to record this, so don't think I'm doing something unethical. But she is here with me, and we're going to have a great time because we're going to be talking about how to reclaim your power at work. I don't know about you, but I've had jobs where I felt completely powerless. That would be a whole nother episode for me to start telling stories about that episode. But but I've been there. I've done that. And so I figured other people have been there as well. And so our topic today is about reclaiming your power at work. As you listen and watch this episode, I want you to notice how we go through the coaching process, how we establish goals for the sessions, how there is extensive questioning that builds upon each question. And what I mean by that is with each question, you'll notice that our level of conversation gets deeper, because coaching is all about self-discovery. And so it's important that we understand that. And as you watch, I want you to see how we work towards the goals that my client sets up, and then whether or not we reach those goals by the end of the session. So are you ready? I'm ready, and I'm excited. So I'm going to bring her right on in. Hello, Julie. How are you?
Hello, Rhonda. I'm good. It's great to be here. Thanks for having another coaching session with me.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for being here. Thank you for allowing us to record the session. And I'm so super duper excited. So let's just go ahead and get started. To our audience, Julie is one of my coaching clients, and we're going to be working together towards some specific goals. And Julie, I've already told the audience that the big picture theme for our coaching is how to reclaim your power at work. But within that big picture, what are your goals for this session today?
Yeah, within this session, so what would be helpful is I currently have a full-time job, but I also work, I own a small business. And for me, my business is what I consider a lifestyle business. I'm a lifestyle entrepreneur, and it really is a part-time business for me. But I've been recently feeling a lot of pressure from the outside world to start hustling more and to start, you know, making six figures in 10 weeks, that sort of messaging. And I really want to focus on reclaiming my power and right-sizing my business for what works in my life. I started my business on the goals of joyful success, growth orientation, and empowerment. And I really want to be able to create a mantra that I can say to myself when I'm feeling that pressure to change the mission of why I started this work in the first place. It wasn't to take over my life. It was to empower my life. And it is to have joy in the work, not to overtake everything and be the sole purpose of my life. So I need to reclaim my power when it comes to focusing on what I want to do with my business, not what I think others think I should do.
Okay. And so that's wonderful. Congratulations on being a lifestyle entrepreneur as well as holding down a full-time job. That's phenomenal. That is very good. And so in this session, what do you want to achieve by the end of the session?
Yeah, a statement that I can tell myself when I feel that pressure, something that would resonate with me in order to remind myself of why I started in the beginning of my business. So a mantra, a reminder that I'm not in it to be hustling all the time. I'm in it to really help others in a way that integrates into everything else that I have going on into my life.
Wow, that is fantastic. Okay, so let's jump right in. There were a couple of things you said that I noticed that I thought were very powerful. Mm-hmm. First of all, you already said what you do, and I get the impression that you enjoy what you do, but these outside forces, I believe that was the term you use, are weighing upon you. So here's my question. Is the weight that's on you coming from what's being said or who's saying it?
A little bit of both. And I think sometimes it's an internal message that I send to myself too. I'm what I like to call, I'm a recovering perfectionist. And so I tend to go about things wholeheartedly trying to do the best that I can. And not that I'm not doing that with my business, but what I need to remind myself of is that what's right for this business isn't working at it 100 hours a week or 80 hours a week or 40 hours a week. Really what's right is incorporating into my life so that it creates this harmony in my life. And so sometimes it is just general messaging about what is an actual business and what counts as being a business. And sometimes it is the people in my life noting maybe some areas that I could grow in, which they aren't wrong, that I could do other things in my business, but I don't really want to be a part of hustle culture. So part of it is some judgment from people that I love about what I'm doing. And some of it is outside messaging and some of it is internal thoughts that I have.
Okay. Okay. That's good to know. One other question I have is, how do you define success when it comes to your part-time business?
Yeah, I love that question. And success for me is growing and learning and which is really important, maintaining joy in the work that I do. And I'm not afraid of hard work. I can dig in there, and that brings me a lot of joy. So when I start to lose that joy and I'm starting to get more drained and resentful of the work is what I want to avoid. So that's the part of the growth and learning piece that's really important to me. Like that's part of success to me and joy. And I don't want to lose money. I want to make money as part of it, but that's not the full and only metric that I'm using for success.
Okay. So has your part-time business reached the level of success that you want?
No. In a short answer, no. I there is room for growth in the business. The joy part has ebbed and flowed because I have started feeling that pressure that I'm not a business because it's not full time. But so that has affected my level of joy in it because I've felt like I need to start hustling, and that's the part that takes away the joy.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And I appreciate your honesty and candor here. Mm-hmm. So with your lifestyle entrepreneurship, which is, I think it's wonderful, because the bottom line is, no matter what any of us do in our lives, if we're of poor health, none of that matters, you know?
Right.
Mm-hmm. So what you're doing is essential to life. What is the saying? Life happened in the pursuit of happiness. And so you're essential. You know, we heard that term so much during COVID about essential workers.
Yeah.
You are essential.
Thank you.
You're needed. And the work that you do is important and valuable. And so can I ask another question?
Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So close your eyes for a minute. And yes, I know we're being recorded, but close your eyes for a minute. Okay. Picture yourself 40 years from now.
Mm.
And it's your birthday. And everyone is around because they're celebrating your birthday. And everyone gets an opportunity to say something about you. How would you like to be remembered?
Mm. It's a pretty simple, that I was kind and that I made a difference in the world.
Okay. You were kind and you made a difference in the world.
Mm-hmm.
That's great. So are you doing that now?
Mm. I think so. I think, but this is where the judgment comes in. Like, I am, but I always feel like, well, I could be doing more. I could be doing and achieving, and the striving messaging comes in. And so a couple of years ago, I ended up leaving. I was in a position for about a decade, and I ended up leaving that position because I got burnt out and I was not myself. I was I tend to be angrier more often for not reasons that I normally would be angry. Mm-hmm. I started not only doing the bare minimum or doing what was required of my job. I stopped going above and beyond, which isn't like me. And I realized then that I needed to switch. And so part of me is very protective because I don't want to ever be in that situation again where my job is my identity. And I'm so dependent on that job to be my identity. So hence the lifestyle entrepreneurship and then my other full-time job and my volunteer roles. Like, I want to be able to maintain that well-rounded life. So that I don't go through that experience again of getting to the point of burnout where I was so low that I was no longer acting like myself and behaving in the ways that I am proud to behave. So that's how this business came to be.
That's an amazing story that I hope you tell often. Mm-hmm. That is amazing. I want to go back to something that you said. You said that you want to be known for being kind and making a difference in the world.
Mm-hmm.
And when I asked you if you were doing that now, you said, well, I hope so. Mm-hmm. You know, I got to thinking, and I don't know if you ever looked at it like this, but, you know, the world is such a big place. However, with what you're doing with your lifestyle entrepreneurship, mm-hmm. have you ever considered the fact that you may be, one of your clients may be the next Bill Gates?
Mm-hmm.
You know, they mm-hmm. may be sickly right now, you know, stressed out, burnt out, a no name, so to speak.
Yeah.
But because you're helping them, they may end up being who knows what the next president, you know, the next, the next something great, because you help get them balanced.
Yeah, it's a beautiful thought. I've thought about the ripple effects of just, you know, if I change one person's mindset just a teeny little bit, then I've made a difference. But you're opening up my eyes to a whole new level of influence, which is beautiful. So thank you, Rhonda, for that. That's really beautiful.
Well, you're welcome. It's just that we never know who we're interacting with. We never know who people really are, who they're connected to. You know, that same person further on down the line where they become rich and famous and they find themselves stressed out, they'll remember you. You know, I remember that Julie. You know, she can help me. Let me see if I can find her. Then, you know, you have your own TV show.
Oprah, watch out. No.
I know, right? Somebody's got to replace her. Why not?
Right.
So, but for your own personal mission statement, that is so powerful. And you said you wanted a mantra so that it's a part of you and it can be your first response when people say, you should do this and you should do that. And so, if you could put it in one sentence, what is your why?
It's so generic, but I really feel like my strengths are in showing up for people in a compassionate, kind way and an empathetic way. I do feel like that's what I'm called to do, and how I choose to do it is through, you know, change management, health promotion, and systems level change and consulting. But it really, I feel like my capacity for empathy and compassion and kindness, that's a strength of mine. I feel like that is my why, to be that for and show that to other people.
Absolutely. And so let me just give you some examples of personal mission statements that other people have created, just to kind of give you a feel for it, because it's work. It's not something that just comes off the top of my head. For example, Denise Morrison of the Campbell Soup Company said, to serve as a leader, live a balanced life and apply ethical principles to make a significant difference. You know,
you know, I'll copy that. That's
So mission statements are, they're short, they're sweet, kind of, you know, and they're to the point, but they also address what you care about, what you love, and what you fight for. You know, and that's the thing. Like, it's almost like someone is asking you, who are you?
Right.
You know, what makes you different than anyone else, and what you have to offer. And knowing that, you said you don't want to do this full time. This is this is where you want to be. Can I ask, why do you think it's so difficult to combat these pressures and the words that people are saying? Why is it such a struggle to overcome?
For me, it's a struggle of that you're wasting your time. If you're not going to do it this way, if you're not going to invest this much, then that's just a waste of time, and you shouldn't do it then, because if you're not going to try to be successful, then why are you doing it? And their measure of success, what they think success is, not how I measure it, but what they think success is.
Well, I'm going to ask a rather challenging question, if that's okay with you.
Yeah.
why does what they say matter so much?
Right. Right. And I think it's easy to brush it off at first, but then you hear it from your business coaches, you hear it from a family member, you hear it from a friend, you hear it from your Instagram posts that post up, you hear it from Facebook posts that are all about hustling, you hear it from LinkedIn that's all about hustling. And then it suddenly is like this pylon effect. It's like, yeah, I can brush off a couple of comments, but when it becomes like literally dozens of comments and into your feeds of all the social networks, and then a couple of comments here and there from family members and friends, it's like it starts to wear on you. Whereas it's kind of this echo chamber that develops, and you start to think, oh, am I the person that's wrong then, and how I'm thinking about it? Because I'm getting all these messages that this isn't the quote unquote right way, even though I know in my own heart of what I want to do.
Mm-hmm. Well, good. Good. I'm glad that you know mm-hmm. what you want to do. And so let me ask you, since I mentioned it before, in regards to your entrepreneurship, because I'm determined, I'm not going to call it side hustle.
Thank you. Like that,
because hustling is the very thing you don't want. Yeah. But in your entrepreneurship, what's one thing that you love about it?
I love that I get to be really creative, and I get to work with really different groups. Like one project can be with a university, another project's going to be with a local library, another project is going to be with a nonprofit organization. So just the variety and the challenge of that is something that I really love. And I'm a remote worker, and so the ability to meet in person, as strange as that might sound, is fun and brings me a lot of joy of being able to do that work mainly in the region that I live. And so to make my region a better place for everybody is really what brings me a lot of joy in this work.
Wonderful. Wonderful. And so that's what you love about what you mm-hmm. do. What do you care about?
On a very kind of business, I care about meeting my objectives for each contract that I have with my clients. So that's really important to me, that they have a positive experience, that we are able to make the change and progress that they want. Or if I'm a keynote presenter or leading a workshop, that the audience is inspired to go in the direction, whatever the topic is that we talk about or whatever the workshop is. So I care about providing that inspiration, providing the knowledge, providing tips on how to get there, and then working with the people that are there because change is personal. So how they can apply a broad topic to their lives personally, that's what I care about, is making it accessible, kind of complicated things accessible.
Good, good, good. And what are you willing to fight for when it comes to your entrepreneurship?
The thing that came to top of mind was like, it's okay to not have things take over your life. Like, it's okay. I'm willing to fight to say you can have a well-balanced life, and that's okay. You don't work doesn't have to define you. You can be more like, if someone asks you, okay, what do? You don't have to respond with your work. You can say, I do a lot of things. You've already inspired me in our conversation. I inspire people to make a better change in their life. Like, the title isn't what matters the most. It's like, what are you doing?
Okay. The reason why
I got a little feisty there.
No. Well, we were talking about what do you fight for? And so this is appropriate. I loved it. And so what I was after was, I wanted you to identify some key words that you can use when you're coming up with your mantra. I wrote them down for the things that you love. You love being creative. and you love mm-hmm. working with different groups of people. The okay. thing that you care about is you love meeting the objectives of your clients. Mm-hmm. And what you're willing to fight for is conveying the knowledge that a well-balanced life is great to have and is mm-hmm. okay to have. So these were some of the words that you used. And so if we could take some of those keywords and put them into a sentence or maybe, mm-hmm. you may be able to come up with a mantra that's just something that you own. You know, you own it. It's just who I am. This mm-hmm. is in the midst of all these noises, because I know what that feels like. You know, yeah. everyone has the so-called best answer for doing this type of business. You know, their way is the best way. And I get yeah. it out of here. Yeah. So, but understanding who you are and what your mission is mm-hmm. powerful. So anything out of what I rehearsed back to you, is there anything that jumps out to you?
Yeah, especially the last line of I'm doing this to live a well-balanced life or something along those lines. Like when I'm hearing this message of it's like joyful success to me means a well-balanced life or something along those lines where it's like that's okay for you. And if you... And I fully think like some people really find the hustle life fulfilling and that's great for them. But for me, that's not what I want to do. So I think it's not about judging how other people approach their businesses because they're going to have differences. And I think everyone needs to determine what that means for them. But for me, it's being okay with letting that go and recognizing for me, the joy in the work and the well-balanced finding harmony is really important. So something with joy, harmony, those couple of aspects.
Okay. So we've got joy, harmony, well-balanced. Mm-hmm. Okay. We've narrowed it down. Joy, harmony, well-balanced. What about meeting the objectives of your
career? That's, you read my mind. I was just thinking, I'm like, and then something about fulfilling the work and working with my clients. Yeah. In a meaningful way. So. Yeah, I would want to include that too.
Okay. So meeting the goals of others. Mm-hmm. Well, you use the word objectives of others.
Yeah, goals is good too.
Okay. So, and I think you said the name of your entrepreneurship is Joyful Success.
That's a goal of mine. So Empower Possible is my business. And then it has my personal goals for the business would be Joyful Success, Growth Orientation, and then Empower, which is an acronym. But yeah, those are the goals of the business, is to be able to fulfill those things when meeting with my clients.
Okay. So, okay. So take a minute, and because I don't want to do this for you, but you have shared some, we've narrowed down the keywords, joy, harmony, well-balanced, meeting goals of others or clients. How could you put that together and turn it into an I statement? Mm-hmm.
So what's coming to the top of mind right now is I can meet the goals of others in a way that works for me. And that includes joyful success, a well-balanced life, and harmony in my work life and my personal life.
Okay.
That's very long. Long mantra.
That is okay. I mean, if that works for you, that's fine. Do you think it could be a little more concise?
Yeah, I'm thinking about that.
Hold the meaning that you want.
Well, yeah, I can meet the goals of others through joyful success and a well-balanced life.
Okay. Through joyful success. Okay, I'm writing this down.
I am too. Yeah.
Okay. So I can meet the goals of others through joyful success and a well-balanced life. You know why I asked you to make it an I statement? It's because when you do, it gives the power back to you. Because now you're saying, this is what I can do. You know, not just what I provide, not just a service I provide, but this is what I can do. I have the ability, the power, the skill to do this. I can meet the goals of others through joyful success and a well-balanced life. Mm-hmm. And when you say that to someone with confidence, you're letting them know, you know, I heard your words, but let me tell you what I can do.
Yeah. And I think a lot of the things, it's not that anyone's right or wrong. It's just for me in my life right now, thank you for your comment and no thank you, because I'm not looking to be that type of business owner.
Right. Good. So now that you have this mantra, and of course you could always tweak it, you know, it's because it's yours, you own it. Mm-hmm. What are some of the ways that you can make your mantra known and just put it out there? Because sometimes being, what do they say? A good defense is a good offense.
Yeah, that's a great point. That's a great point, because maybe the spaces that I'm in aren't the spaces where I need to be in. And that's why the messaging isn't aligning with my personal values, because I'm not in the spaces that are aligning with my personal values. So I really like that, Rhonda. That's a very good point. I think, so I have a newsletter that I share. So I could write about this journey, and with your permission, our conversation in the newsletter, and then I could do a link to like share it on social media. And then also in spaces, I'm in a couple of different women's groups, and I could share that. Mm-hmm. I could share it in those groups too.
Yes. And how are you going to handle the comments that have been bothering you from those closer to you?
Yeah. I think it will just be like, you know, I know you care about my time and you care about me, and this is coming out of a place of love, and recognize that, like, for me right now, this is important to me. And maybe you don't love how I'm going about it, but I know that you love me and I'm not doing any harm. So I think I need to explore this for myself right now. And, you know, thank you for caring, and I appreciate the comment, but this is really something I need to do at this time.
Yes, absolutely. And, you know, Julie, I really think that the way you're going about your business is rather wise, because having a business is a lot of work. You know, long before you start reaping the rewards, it's a lot of work. Yeah. And to have that sense of security of a full-time job and knowing that that's there, you know, during those lean months with your business, I think it's very wise. And so, hats off to you.
Yeah. Then I'll say, well, Rhonda Simmons says it's fine.
Oh my goodness.
And she knows what she's talking about.
Oh my goodness. Well, and so how do you feel about whether or not we've met the goal for this session?
Yeah, I feel a lot better. I feel like this is something that I can work through. And I need to remember that everyone's entitled to their own opinion, but it is their opinion and it's not factual. And so that is also a piece that really stood out in our conversation of why am I letting the opinions of others, especially people that don't know me very well, affect me in a way that's not positive. So that was both of those points really stood out to me. So thank you for that.
Well, good, good. I really appreciate you being with me today in this session. One of the things that I'd like to share with you once the session is over is my personal mission statement generator workbook that helps you kind of work through just the whole self-discovery process of figuring out who you are, who you want to be, what your mission is, because your mission, as you mentioned earlier, has to align with your values. And it, whether or not that agrees with anyone else, it's kind of irrelevant, because the fact that you're in business means that you have been meeting the objectives of your clients. You wouldn't be in
That's
business
true.
if clients weren't being satisfied. And
That's
so
true.
you're doing it. You're
Thank
doing it, girl. You're doing it.
you. Thanks.
So I really do appreciate you being here. Is there anything else I can help you with today?
No, thank you so much for your time and thank you for the session. It's been wonderful.
Absolutely. Thank you. You'll just hang out with me just for a few minutes. I will be right back with you, okay?
Sounds great.
Ladies and gentlemen, I hope you enjoyed the session with my client, Julie. She's doing a great work. I love her whole business. Oh my goodness. I'm sitting here thinking, how can I get in on this? I need some help because I'm one of those people who is not always balanced, and I'm working, 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 but I am so almost jealous, don't tell Julie, almost jealous that she has found that place of balance between work and life and just taking care of yourself. Because like I said, if you're not taking care of you, then all the other things you're trying to accomplish mean nothing. You know, they don't count if you're too sick to enjoy anything. So I really appreciate the work that Julie is doing. I also encourage you, even if you're watching this on the replay, to notice how, with keywords, I call them intention words, you can begin to frame or reframe your thinking. So it's good sometimes, even on a daily basis, to set up some intention words for yourself. What is your intention for the day? Three words, top three words, not a to-do list, you know, not a journal entry, just three words. And so we worked through that and we arrived at a mantra. Julie was able to come up with a mantra that she can own. And so the exciting thing that I also didn't mention when she was on the screen is that Julie is also going to be one of our summit speakers at our upcoming Dear Future Me Women's Empowerment International Summit. Yes, she is. And if you enjoyed interacting with her today, she is going to do great at this summit. You've got to be in the room. Yes, you do. Somewhere around this video will be a link so that you can get in the room. It's August 18th and August the 19th. Don't tell me you have something scheduled because it's virtual. Yes, it's virtual. So you can be anywhere doing anything and you can still get in on the summit. You don't want to miss it. Julie will be one of the speakers and she is going to do a fantastic job. And so I'm expecting to see you there. Make sure you click the link somewhere around this video. And until the next time, be blessed, be encouraged, but most of all, be empowered. I'll see you next time.